Since the spring, Republican candidate for governor and Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino has been determinedly traveling the state, expounding on a core message that he lays out in an introductory video.
As a state, are we winning or are we losing today?
Astorino contends it's the latter. Speaking at the annual meeting of the state's business council recently, he says the state still ranks 50th out of 50th in many key economic indicators, including high taxes and the business climate. He calls a program touted by his rival, Governor Andrew Cuomo, to offer free tax breaks to some businesses a joke. And he cites a recent report from the AARP that shows 60% of baby boomers want to leave New York when they retire.
4 years later, we're stuck in last place. People are leaving. The AARP study shows that, you know, those over 50 are more likely to leave this state than anyone else. The jobs are going. Taxes are still high.
Astorino holds different views from the Democratic governor on a number of key items. He wants the state to begin the long-delayed hydrofracking, saying it will create jobs. And he's against the adoption of the federal Common Core learning standards.
So now we've got little mini lab mice, our kids, who are going into this huge untested experiment. It is going to be the mother of all unfunded mandates because we're going to have to pay for it. So it's expensive and it's experimental.
Cuomo was a supporter of early adoption of Common Core, but has agreed to delay the effects of related tests for another couple of years. The GOP candidate would try to repeal strict new gun control laws championed by Cuomo that in part require gun owners to register their firearms with the state. Astorino has struggled, though, to get his message out to voters. He's underfunded with around $3 million compared to Cuomo's high point of $35 million earlier this year. Cuomo has been on television for months now, running numerous negative ads against Astorino, defining the challenger before he could introduce himself to voters. The Republican candidate has been spending more heavily on TV ads recently. They in part take shots at Cuomo while introducing Astorino with pictures of him and his smiling wife and three children.
Rob Astorino hears you.
Astorino, a media-savvy former ESPN radio executive, has at times used humor and social media to get his point across, as in this spoof of the onslaught of attack ads against him.
Andrew Cuomo, unicorn killer.
Astorino is adept at taking advantage of any missteps by Cuomo or misfortunes. This summer, the Republican candidate criticized the governor after U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara revealed he was probing the administration for possible obstruction of justice in an ethics probe. Cuomo's top aides are accused of steering investigations away from the governor's top donors. And Astorino is now trying to use the advantage of Cuomo's large campaign fund against the governor. He released a report that details $2.7 million in donations to Cuomo from companies who benefited from $7.2 billion in state contracts.
It's just a pay-to-play culture right now. I don't think anybody disagrees with that.
Astorino is not for public campaign financing, though. He would rather have greater and faster transparency of reporting donations and would eliminate politicians' perpetual need to raise money by imposing 8-year term limits. Despite his underdog status, Astorino remains upbeat and optimistic. He has so far never broken Cuomo's double-digit lead in the polls, but he says he was behind in voter surveys when he ran for county executive in Westchester, a predominantly Democratic county, and he won twice. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.